And we'll see how it plays out tonight for Norman Powell and the rest of the Raptors starting five, tail end of the back of the back-to-back tonight, but a whole lot of CanCon in the building. A lot of Raptors fans have descended on Detroit. And another Canadian, the brother of Paul, Mark Jones, in the house as well. Let's send it down to Detroit, Michigan now. Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton on the call tonight. Very cool. It doesn't happen all that often, Paul. You're calling a game in the same building as your brother.
Very rarely, Gareth, and it's happening a lot more now that the Raptors are a better team, and the worldwide leader is getting on board, figuring this team might be in the conference finals, the NBA semifinals, or the NBA finals. So I guess they don't want people running for their program, Sherman, in the finals, saying, who's this guy in the middle of June in the event the Raptors make it? So, you know, you start winning, and it's amazing how everything starts to go your way.
Yeah, you got to cover all your bases now, and the Raptors have done a great job at putting the league on notice. And a lot of the conversation throughout the course of this season has been the fact that the Raptors are not getting the attention that they deserve. But ultimately, you win, you produce, you have all-stars, you have your coaching staff as an all-star team coaching staff, and all of a sudden now you're in a situation where the league is taking notice. And like everybody else, you got to know what this team is doing and why they've been so good.
Well, as Gareth has said, and a lot of people have mentioned it, it's a night where Toronto can clinch their playoffs and punch their ticket to the postseason. We're at Little Caesars Arena, and the voice is still the same, the inimitable Mason on the mic. Let's get Mason and the starters for Toronto.
They've come to play NBA basketball. First, a Little Caesars welcome for the visiting Toronto Raptors. Your Toronto starters from Villanova, the 6'1 guard, 7, Kyle Lowry. From University of Southern California, 6'7 guard, 10, DeMar DeRozan. From Lithuania, the 7-foot center, 17, Jonas Valanciunas. From the Congo, 6'10 forward, 9, Serge Ibaka. From UCLA, 6'4 forward, 24, Norman Powell. Head coach, Toronto Raptors, Dwayne Casey.
All right, and there you had the starting lineup for the Toronto Raptors. Norman Powell into the starting group tonight. Malcolm Miller, who had had a couple shots at it, will come off the bench tonight if he gets in the ball game at all. And the Raptors looking to do some damage. You hear the chant of "Let's go Raptors" going up as the place is crawling with Raptor fans. And we will tell you that the Raptors starting lineup was brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Winter is the perfect time to get cozy, so cozy up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer. Subaru, confidence in motion. Sherm, as we said, the red seats, not empty seats, but a lot of Raptor fans. Just saw Masai Ujiri in the back, and I said, how was the bus ride? He just kind of nodded his head.
That's a lot of stuff happening on that bus ride. But Masai loves the support that the fans give his team, the Toronto Raptors, and the organization does a good job of showing that love right back. So even though you take a trip like that, you know there's going to be some shenanigans, you appreciate the support that the fans are giving your team.
Let's get to Mason and the starters for Detroit.
White Force, working between the rings, Piston 14, this is Ish Smith, out of North Carolina, the one-time Tar Heel, running and popping non-stop, Detroit 25, you're looking at Reggie Bull, he is the forward, front dude, Piston 5, at 6'5, this is Lou. But no, there's one time Oklahoma Sooner, the forward in the Piston 23. Are you ready to see the on-ball ripping, Blake Griffin, rocking out of money earning Mount Vernon, the UConn, numero zero, rolling to the rim, 6'11 Andre Drummond. Head coach David Lenny.
So there are the Detroit Pistons, and in the words of our man Mason, let's play some basketball. The Raptors come in here, winners of five in a row, and Sherm, here we are on another long winning streak. Six, a loss, six, couple losses, seven, a loss, now they're five, a loss. They're just doing a great job of stringing together wins to stay, well, ahead of the pack as they sprint for first in the East.
There's a couple ways to get it done. You know, you look at the Houston Rockets and the win streak that they're on. Then you look at the Raptors, as you said, they have a stretch that they win, then they lose one, then they pick it up again. You've just got to maintain and keep yourself at a level that's going to put you in position when the playoffs start, and the Raptors are doing that. And again, it shows that, hey, you lose a game, this team doesn't hang their head. They get right back after it. They know what they've done wrong. They figure it out. Dwayne Casey prepares his troops to go to battle the next opportunity they have, and they're successful. It says a lot about the mentality and the toughness of this team and the bounce back factor that has kind of been groomed and ingrained over the last few years of understanding how to win basketball games.
Well, creating a winning culture is what it's been all about for Dwayne Casey, and the Raptors not messing around with back-to-backs. 7-3 on the first night this year, 5-4 on the second night. Since they became a playoff team in 13-14, they have had a winning record in every year but one on the first and second night of back-to-backs. Next man up mentality, and Dwayne Casey doesn't want to hear anything about people being tired. The Pistons in the white will bring it front court left to right as they win the tip. The Raptors wearing the traveling black and red, matching Little Caesars Arena quite nicely right now. Luke Kennard, jumper no good, far side. Back comes Lowry. On the bounce, Lowry gets it to Valanciunas straight away. JV now to DeRozan. Holding, gets it to JV near side left wing. DeRozan on the youngster Kennard, backs him down, up fake, leans in, kicks it out to Valanciunas, three in the air, back rim, no good, rebound Blake Griffin. Detroit hustles it up the floor, Drummond near block, right side, backs in on Valanciunas, the right hand jump hook, partially blocked by Valanciunas, and here comes Toronto.
Good anticipation by Jonas, knowing that Drummond wanted to go over that left shoulder with the jump hook. Got to the spot, was able to get a piece of the ball on the way up.
DeRozan near corner, left side. Down the baseline, kicks to Powell. They swing it all the way around to Lowry. Now to Valanciunas, one-on-one. Into the lane on Drummond. Fall away, up short. Rebound Drummond. No score in the ball game. We're a minute 10 in. Griffin, elbow jumper near side. No good. Rebound Lowry. 10:40 first quarter. Here comes Toronto. Lowry wearing the black number 7 to Valanciunas, rolling into the lane, lays it up and in, and a foul on Blake Griffin. JV with the hard roll, gets the deuce, and he says, I got a coupon for one more.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry led him nicely with that bounce pass, and again, that kind of center court screen and roll straight on the basket is so difficult for the back line of the defense to rotate, and that time Jonas rolls hard, and as Blake Griffin tries to slide in front of him, Jonas does a good job making contact with the left side of his body and continuing the momentum to be able to finish through the resistance.
The chant of Let's Go Raptors ringing through Little Caesars Arena as Toronto leads it 3-0. Kennard up top to Griffin, far side, left elbow knocked away by Powell, who sits in his chair right in front of him. Griffin backs him down into the lane, the running hook up and in, tough move by Blake Griffin. 3-2 Toronto.
That's just a size factor. Norm Powell got caught on an island defending Griffin on the block. Got to get that help over quicker.
3-2 Toronto. DeRozan weaves into the lane. Elbow jumper no good. Near side. Rebound Drummond. Outlet to Ish Smith on a dead run up the middle of the court. Now backs it out.
How quick is he?
Quicker than Gossett. Bullock to Griffin. Left side. Top of the key. Three ball up and down for Blake Griffin. 5-3 Detroit.
Gotta know Blake Griffin can step out and knock down that three-point shot. You've got to be close enough to contest.
On the bounce, it's Kyle Lowry. Gets it to Valanciunas above the arc, far elbow, right side. Dribble handoff, DeRozan. Elbow jumper in the air, no good. Rebound, Blake Griffin. On the run, the Oklahoma Sooner lobs it to Drummond. Can't handle it. Here comes Lowry. Raptors have numbers with a push. Powell, three ball, far side, good. Down the bottom of the well for the general, Norman Powell. Toronto ties the game at five.
And Dwayne Casey clapping in it and really giving Norm Powell a lot of confidence knocking down that shot.
Kennard misses a straightaway free throw line jumper from 16 feet. Back comes Powell on the run into the lane. Drives it. Kennard lays it up. No foul call. Back comes Detroit. Ish Smith into the lane. Weaves under the basket, finds Drummond. Short jumper, rattles, doesn't go. 8:40 to go, first quarter, game tied at five.
Pretty quick pace for both teams, getting up and down, not going deep into the shot clock.
DeRozan in the lane to Valanciunas, kick to Powell, three ball near side, got it again! Splash it in the bottom of the well. Norm holds three fingers to the floor and says, three down, baby, 8-5 Toronto.
And the bench explodes in jubilation, supporting Norm Powell, wanting him to be successful.
Bullock inside misses, and Drummond reaches out with the reach of an albatross and tips it up and in, 8-7 Toronto.
Norm Powell went down on that play. He's kind of gingerly getting up the far sideline.
Long jumper, no good by Ibaka. Back comes Kennard. We'll keep an eye on Powell. 7:50, first quarter. Drummond underneath, lays it up, no good. Tips it up twice, no good. They battle for the rebound, and Lowry comes away with it. Lowry on the dribble against Smith, far side. Kick up top, Powell steps into the lane, kicks out to Lowry. Three in the air, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas, but it hit the top of the backboard, so it'll go over to Detroit.
Unfortunate situation there where Norm Powell did a good job of just penetrating, punch dribbling the defense just to bring Kyle Lowry's defender in. And he found Kyle for a pretty clean look from the far side, 45 from three. Just doesn't go down.
Drummond, near side, right wing above the arc, just off the elbow. One dribble to center it up. Now to Griffin, far side, left wing. Ducks behind the screen, kicks to Kennard. Shot clock at eight. Bullock for three, good. Reggie Bullock knocked it down. Detroit up 10-8, 7:15, first quarter.
So much action on the strong side between the two bigs and Drummond and Blake. The weak side for the Raptors fell asleep there, and Bullock, who's got a quick release and has been known for knocking down threes, knocks one down. The Raptors got to be aware of his shooting prowess.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. 7-11, and yep, we're going to be open and here all night. Detroit leading Toronto 10-8. We'll take a break. From the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan, you are listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in Detroit, 7-11 to go, first quarter, 10-8, Pistons lead the Raptors. The breaks a little bit longer tonight here at Little Caesars Arena with the worldwide leader in town, ESPN, doing the game on U.S. national TV and giving the Raptors... Well, a little bit of exposure, Sherm, because as I said, they're going to feel pretty badly if this team makes it to the conference finals or the finals, and people are diving for their program late in April or May or even June.
Well, I think the Raptors have done a very good job of making sure the league has to know who they are, figure out why they're good, and pay attention to this team north of the border for them. And listen, I don't care what kind of off-course things that you do to try and promote your team. Winning is the best promotion there is. Consistent winning takes it a step further. And right now the Raptors are in that era where they're winning, they're consistent, and they're proving to everybody that they're a team to take notice of.
Start your day with Landsberg in the morning, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., recapping the night that was for the Raptors. Raptors have the ball moving right to left. Lowry to DeRozan. They're wearing the black jerseys here in Detroit. DeRozan works right, far side on Blake Griffin. Crosses over. Kick to Lowry. Three ball near side. Back rim no good. Long rebound to Reggie Bullock. Comes Ish Smith. Inside to Drummond. Knocked away by Valanciunas. Nice defense. Here comes Toronto. Two on four, Lowry has to wait. Finds Ibaka, drives into the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebound, follow, and jammed down by Jonas Valanciunas. The Raptors tie the game at 10.
I like the way Serge Ibaka just drove that closeout by Blake Griffin.
Back comes Detroit, and Drummond scores right under the 10. 12-10 Pistons. Valanciunas on the dribble, handoff to Lowry. Into the lane to JV, the pass too high, turned over. Blake Griffin has it. Up the middle of the court, Griffin. On Ibaka, drives left, spins back to the right, and they got Serge with the foul. Griffin went right at him. Used a semi-shake move to get the foul.
And Blake Griffin, with his size, can put the ball on the floor, can break you down with multiple dribble moves, and that time with a full head of steam, attacking Serge Ibaka, who's basically standing and waiting for the attack. It's tough to move laterally with Blake Griffin's skill set.
Smith, far side, left wing. Detroit in the white with one red and one blue stripe down the side. Griffin, far side, left wing. Up fake on Ibaka, steps forward. The off-balance jumper, no good. Air ball rebounded by Valanciunas.
Excellent one-on-one defense there by Serge Ibaka.
And then he runs the floor and puts Luke Kennard on his back. Kennard, 6'5 at best, and Ibaka had him in jail. Foul on Kennard. Raptors inbound far side, right wing.
And Serge on the contest on Blake Griffin made it so difficult. He headed down the floor right away, and a guard in Kennard had to pick him up. No matchup. Serge too big, too strong.
Drummond with a foul away from the ball. And Drummond has his palm skyward saying, where's the foul? Referee Mark Davis got him. Mark Davis, Nick Buechert, and Gediminas Petratis, your officials tonight. Lowry up top between the rings to DeRozan. Left side near wing in front of Dwayne Casey. Now backs out on the bounce against Griffin. Squares him up. Stutter dribble into the lane. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound knocked away. Here comes Smith. 12-10 Detroit, 5:17 first quarter. Smith in the lane, floats it up and in. Detroit up 4, 14-10.
This is so quick off the bounce and changes direction so well. That time got Serge standing up defensively, able to get to the guts and knock that shot down.
Ibaka 3 outside, no good. Far wing, right side. Raptors get the rebound. Lowry backs in on Smith, wheels into the lane. Kick to Valanciunas, corner 3, good. Down the bottom of the well for Valanciunas. Everybody on the bench with two hands and three fingers in the air. 14-13 Detroit.
Little bit of role reversal. Kyle on the block and Jonas on the three-point line. Whichever way they do it, it worked out.
Bullock in the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebound Valanciunas. Off to Powell. Hustles it front court. On the bounce, right side, far wing. To Ibaka, elbow jumper in the air. Back rim, no good. Rebound Smith, knocked away by Powell. Valanciunas drives, finds Powell to DeRozan, into the lane to Valanciunas, tries to drop it off and it's tipped out of bounds, so it'll be Toronto ball.
And DeMar DeRozan attacking from the left side, and Jonas basically on the left block, not a lot of room there to complete the pass. Couple of Detroit defenders in the way, they're able to get a piece of that. DeMar would have been better off just trying to lay that up over the top, just finishing it on his own.
4:14, first quarter, 14-13, Detroit. DeRozan up top, kicks to Lowry straight away. Into the lane to Poeltl, lays it up and in. Tough move by Jakob Poeltl. Lowry with the delivery. Raptors up 15-14. It's Poeltl out there with Miles, Ibaka, DeRozan, and Lowry.
Well, the pace, Kyle Lowry came off that screen, forced help from the defenders. He's able to drop it off, and Drummond can't guard two people at once. Poeltl able to lay it in over the top.
Bullock drives, the foul on C.J. Miles. And Reggie Bullock will go to the line. Bullock has had a stint with the Clippers and Phoenix after being drafted 13th overall by the L.A. Clippers. Anthony Tolliver checks in, and the one-time Raptor Dwight Bikes, wearing number 20 in white, also into the ballgame.
Bullock first free throw is good. We're tied at 15. Second one good, so Detroit leads it. 16-15, 3:50 clock running first quarter.
Looks like another grinder game for the Raptors. Both teams shooting 33%. Offense not clicking for either team, but we've seen the Raptors win a couple of those games in the last two.
DeRozan straight away, drives left, into the lane, kick out. Ibaka three, no good. Rebound knocked away by Miles into the backcourt. Toronto keeps the possession. Miles, catch and shoot, three straight away, no good. Rebound, Drummond. 3:20 to go, first quarter. On the dribble, and now a long jumper by Bikes, no good. Here comes DeRozan. Into the lane, on the dribble, turns, spins it up and in. DeRozan kind of losing the handle, all of a sudden maintains his equilibrium, spins and floats it home from 10 feet.
Yeah, James Ennis III nearly stripped DeMar of that ball. DeMar is able to control it and just went straight into a spin to knock down that shot.
Tolliver, three out top, no good. Rebound, here comes Lowry. Down low to Ibaka, far side, right wing. Raptors up 17-16, make it 19-16 as Serge knocks it down. 2:35, first quarter, Toronto by 3, 19-16.
Serge taking a page out of Pascal Siakam's book, getting down the floor early, and Kyle throwing it ahead for an early opportunity in the shot clock, and Serge capitalizes on a little bit of a square-up jump shot over Tolliver.
2:29, first quarter, we'll take a break. You are listening to Raptors Basketball from Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Detroit, Little Caesars Arena, as the Raptors and the Pistons doing battle, 19-16 Toronto. Raptors with 2:29 to go, first quarter, into the lead. Holding the Pistons to 30% from the floor at 6 of 20. And not exactly burning it up themselves at 8 of 22, but good enough for the lead right now, as Kyle Lowry in front of us shakes hands with Mason, the inimitable voice of that man. And Sherm, it just, when the Pistons had those great teams in the finals, and even now, I mean, the Pistons are battling through some tough times. He still makes magic on the mic.
Yeah, he does. You know, we have the opportunity to go around to all the arenas in the NBA, and there are just some guys that just stand out. The voice, the energy they bring, you know, the impact they have on the enjoyment of the game for the fans. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, he's part of the game experience.
Yeah.
Mason, there's the legendary Lawrence Tanter in Los Angeles with the Laker girls.
Yep.
Play back underway. Detroit with the ball moving front court from left to right in the white uniforms. Tolliver three, got it far side. Game tied at 19. Tolliver, James Ennis III, Drummond, Bullock, and Bikes out there. Toronto coming back front court right to left in the black uniforms. Pirtle, DeRozan, Siakam, Miles, and Van Vliet. Fred with the ball right side, far wing above the arc. Crosses over into the middle. Kick to DeRozan, near side, jumper short. Rebound, run down by DeMar. And they say he was standing on the baseline, so give it to the Pistons.
DeMar DeRozan had to get that shot off very quickly as Tolliver closed him out and just kind of pulled the string on it a bit. It was a bit short, but when you shoot the ball like that, you know where that ball is going, and DeMar almost able to secure that rebound off of his own miss.
A lot of Raptor fans here. Windsor just across the border, and oh, they love their basketball in Windsor. Reggie Bullock in the lane, loves that. Knocks in a 12-footer straight away. 21-19 Detroit, five straight for the Pistons. Van Vliet up top, shakes, Bikes. Kicks to Siakam, far side, kick it out to Miles. Catch and shoot, three, got it. Man, took that thing off the shoulder of Bullock and dropped it in the bottom of the well.
Good concentration, but good dribble drive by Pascal Siakam just to get Bullock to turn his head C.J. Miles slides with the drive, is able to get a little bit of daylight to knock that shot down.
Well, they give it a two, although it looks like they're going to review it, so we'll call it 21-0. Bullock in the lane, drives, lays it up and in. 23, now they change it. 22, Toronto down one. Poeltl, dribble handoff to Siakam, top of the lane. Now to DeRozan, straight away between the rings. Works on Tolliver, crosses him over. Pull-up jumper, good, and a foul. DeMar says two, and hold on, my shopping's not done. I got a coupon for one more.
And DeMar does a good job of letting the officials know that there was contact there. A little bit of animation on the release and the shot, and Tolliver just gets enough of him, and the officials call the foul. But in this lineup, this second unit hybrid with DeMar DeRozan, you know DeMar's going to get his looks, but the other guys have to do and consistently do a good job of distracting the defense and putting enough offensive points on the board to give DeMar some relief.
35 seconds, first quarter. DeRozan gets the extra bonus throw, 25-23 Toronto. Drive by Drummond, went to the left hand, no good. Poeltl there, standing tall with the defense. Raptors up 25-23. They will bring it back and with a chance to lead after a quarter. When they lead this year after the first lap of the track, they are 30 up and 7 down.
Well, Drummond just tried to lower the shoulder into Poeltl, and Poeltl did a good job of moving his feet and not fouling.
Miles misses the three, but DeLon right there to scoop up the loose change. Back to Poeltl, now to Van Vliet. 15 seconds, first quarter, shot clock at 12. Van Vliet standing on the big red Pistons logo at center. Works over to the far side with a right-hand dribble, right side. Left hand directing traffic. Now he drives, finds Poeltl, the floater up and in. 12-foot floater for Jakob Poeltl. 27-23 Toronto, and Bikes can't get the shot off. Toronto closes the quarter with the lead, 27-23.
Nice little offensive push by the Raptors, as you said, to end the quarter. But again, executing in the half court and making sure that Detroit defense has to react to ball movement, not one-on-one play.
8-2 run for the Raptors to close the quarter. Second lap when we come back. Toronto 27, Detroit 23 from the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan. You are listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Detroit. Second quarter getting ready to start, and the Raptors lead it 27-23. They did a nice job in that first quarter holding the Pistons under 40%, not necessarily shooting it great themselves, but they shot 41%, good enough, just good enough to put them into that first quarter lead. And we'll tell you that your second quarter is about to get going. And the second quarter is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan? Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners, get approved. Raptor ball to start the quarter. Right, Poeltl. Miles out there with Siakam and Fred VanVleet. Raptors wearing the black, and they will bring it the full length, 94 feet. As the Wichita State Shocker, Fred VanVleet, dribbles it over center with a waist high left-hand dribble. Siakam, near side left wing, holding up top to DeLon Wright. On the bounce with a Poeltl screen, finds Poeltl rolling. Kick out Van Vliet, up fake, dribbles in. Swing to right, extra pass. And they got a 3-second call as Siakam was taking up rebounding position. They just kept making the extra pass, and P. Skills got caught with his feet drying in the paint.
And the interesting thing is Dwayne Casey was talking about the quality of the passes. Some of those passes down by the ankles of some of their teammates. Dwayne Casey wasn't worried about the 3 seconds in the key because the unselfishness and the ball movement, it's what he's been imploring all season long.
Eric Moreland into the ball game out of Oregon State, an undrafted rookie. Gets it to Kennard, no good on the layup. Here comes Toronto. James Ennis III, Kennard, Moreland, Tolliver, and Bikes, the bench for Detroit on the floor. Against the bench of the Raptors, one of the most prolific units in the NBA. Van Vliet down low to Siakam. On Tolliver, backs in, 43 on 43. Siakam into the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound, Moreland. Outlet, Dwight Bikes. Drives left hand into the lane. Now near side, Kennard. Closed out by DeLon Wright. Kennard drives, kicks to Tolliver, three, good. You can see Dwayne Casey's shoulders drop in front of us. Anthony Tolliver with a wide open look is not good for Toronto.
A little bit of overhelping there by the Raptors. Make Kennard finish over the top. Don't leave Tolliver on the three-point line wide open like that.
Van Vliet has it knocked away, far pocket right side. So it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Raptors. 10:20 to go first half. 10:22 to be exact. And the Raptors lead it 27-26. Hurdle in the lane, floats it up, no good. Partially blocked, and back come the Pistons. Bikes on the run, crosses over into the lane, and they've got the illegal screen on Moreland. Bikes made a pretty move, hence the oohs and ahs from the crowd, but the screen of Moreland that is illegal has it wiped out.
Yeah. And Fred VanVleet got hit pretty hard on that play, but bounced up. But again, you got to talk to your teammates when those screens are being set.
VanVleet into the lane, the lefty finish, up and in. Man, Fred with a spectacular below-the-rim finishes, moving the ball and in air like a helicopter in a windstorm trying to stay afloat. Ball out of bounds, off Bikes. VanVleet fighting over the screen again. Will force the turnover. Here come the Raptors leading 29-26. Front court, DeLon Wright. On the bounce as the Raptors move right to left. 9:40, first half, Toronto by three. Hurdle catches the floating pass, can't lay it in. Back comes James Ennis III. Underneath to Moreland, lays it up and in, hit the big man trailing late. Detroit cuts the lead to 1, 29-28.
That run time, the Raptors unable to keep up with the pace of the push by the Pistons, and Moreland does a good job doing that rim run thing, gets to the front of the rim, gets an easy deuce.
DeLon Wright into the lane, floats it up, no good, rebound Moreland. Outlet Dwight Bikes. Left-hand dribble over center, Pistons moving left to right. Bikes, far elbow, left side. Up top to Tolliver. We go inside 9 minutes with Detroit looking for the lead on this trip. 29-28 Raptors. Kennard in the lane, knocked away by Siakam. Bikes gets it back. Pull up, fall away, jumper, no good under duress. Rebound DeLon Wright.
Great individual defense by Pascal Siakam to contest that shot by Bikes.
Van Vliet into the lane. Tries to float it up, blocked by Moreland. Here comes James Ennis III. Drives, lays it up and in, far side, left wing. Detroit leads 30-29.
Yeah, Dwayne Casey going to slow this down with a timeout right now. The Pistons getting good rhythm, getting out in transition defensively, reacting well to what the Raptors are trying to execute. Dwayne needs to collect his troops and get them sent out there with the right mentality.
Well, Dwayne Casey with his bucket of water out to quell this Detroit uprising. 8:25, first half. Detroit 30, Toronto 29. From the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, you're listening to Raptors basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. For Overdrive, you can tune in to the Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo weekdays from 11 to 1, providing you the most comprehensive Leafs coverage anywhere. Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. Raptors trailing the Pistons 30-29. With 8:25 to go first half, and the game has been close, and as they all are at this time of the year, Sherm, I don't care what the record is, everybody's playing for something.
Well, you're right, and sometimes, you know, you get caught playing to the level of the team that might not be playing for as much, and this will be an interesting stretch for the Raptors if they can maintain or keep the level of play to the point where they can actually continue to build what they're doing. So I just think that this is a great chance for them to focus. It's a great chance for them to kind of get their playoff mentality sharp as ever. Because at the end of the day, it's not about what the other team is doing. It's about what you're trying to accomplish and build on marching towards the playoffs.
Raptor ball front court moving right to left in the black uniforms. DeLon Wright out there with Pirtle, Miles, Van Vliet, and Siakam. Van Vliet, corner three, no good, under duress. Actually clipped the side of the backboard, and back comes Detroit.
Again, the importance of putting the pass on time, on target. Fred Van Vliet had to pick it up off the top of his shoes. Under duress, that's a tough shot to make.
Bikes, far side, left wing, drives, blocked by Pirtle coming over, but they've got the foul on the drive against Van Vliet. Dwight Bikes making the move far side on the left wing.
Yeah, good attack there by Bikes, and Fred Van Vliet's got to be aware and confident in knowing that his bigs are going to help him on those kind of drives. Pirtle had a great timing on that block shot. And if Fred Van Vliet was able to just kind of get out of the way, that could have been a play where the Raptors are going the other way in transition off of that defensive block.
Lowry will check back in. Strips off the warm-ups. And Van Vliet will sit down. Valanciunas in, Pirtle out. Raptors trailing 31-29. Dwight Bikes makes the first free throw. And will toe the line for the second. Bikes spent time in a Raptor uniform, undrafted player, and has made his way onto a roster with the Pistons. Second free throw good, 32-29 Detroit. Valanciunas to DeLon Wright. Near side left wing. Kicks to Siakam. Now to Miles, and they said he stepped on the sideline as he was dribbling up the sideline trying to get to the middle of the court. Detroit now quickly on the inbound up court to Kennard. Out there with Griffin, James Ennis III, Moreland, and Ish Smith. Ennis drives far side into the lane, bounces off Valanciunas, lays it up and in, and a foul. And all of a sudden the Detroit Pistons have put a little something-something together, and they lead it 34-29, largest lead of the game for the white-shirted Pistons.
Well, Ennis was a few feet behind the three-point line and just dropped his hips as if he was going to take a shot, and C.J. Miles just bounced forward to try and contest that, and that's all he needed to get by C.J. Miles and had the step in terms of getting to Jonas before Jonas could present the type of principle of verticality defense that we're used to seeing him do. And Ennis is able to get that contact and finish through the contact. But again, it all started with that shot fake and just got C.J. Miles to get above the three-point line. That opened up the driving lane.
Free throw good. Detroit with its largest lead of the game, 35-29. Right into the lane. Drive. Kick out Ibaka. Down low to Valanciunas. Into the lane. Loses the ball. Here comes Blake Griffin holding off Ibaka. And they got Serge with the foul as Griffin was dribbling up the court with his left hand, and his right hand looked like he was holding up the arm for a gate. And yet they got Serge with the foul. Go figure.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, clearly Blake Griffin was obstructing Serge from getting in front of him.
And initiating the contact.
And initiating the contact, and Serge got called for the foul, which is very odd.
35-29 Detroit. 7:04 first half. Ish Smith loses the ball and kind of turns that left ankle as he comes up with a hitch in his step, and back comes Toronto. DeRozan, Lowry, Valanciunas on the floor with Ibaka and Wright. Ibaka jumper no good, far side. Back comes Detroit. Smith down low to Griffin on Ibaka, near block right side, turns, squares him up, holds the ball over his head. Drive, left hand into the lane, spins back to the right, lays it up and in. Tough one-on-one move by Blake Griffin.
That pirouetting which is usually called a drop step, but he's doing it on one foot, and that's throwing the timing of the defender off, is able to finish through all that contact while pirouetting. Tough move. Solid defense by Serge, though.
37-29. Ibaka jumper good. Got it just off the elbow. 18 feet far side left wing. Toronto cuts the lead to 37-31. The Pistons shooting now 45%.
Good
defense
answer.
Got to dig in.
Sorry, good answer by Serge there.
Blake Griffin's heating up. Steps out and knocks in a jumper. 40-31, Detroit by 9. Biggest lead of the game. Far side, Lowry to Valanciunas. Gets it back on the handoff. Back to JV. Floats it up, no good. Rebound, Lowry can't wrestle it away from Moreland. Outlet to Ish Smith on the drive. Pull up jumper, top of the lane, good. 42-31, Detroit by 11. Dwayne Casey pointing to the floor with his index finger right in front of him. And Toronto's going to take a timeout.
Detroit doing a good job here at really pushing the pace on the Raptors offensively. Some successful trips in succession for the Detroit Pistons. The defense of the Raptors have to step it up. And right now in this timeout, it's about getting the leadership together to calm this squad down.
5:25 to go, 5:26 to be exact, first half. Raptors down 11, 42-31. It's comeback time when we return. You're listening to Raptors basketball from Little Caesars Arena in Detroit on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena, Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, along with Al Rosenberg in the second row. You'll hear from Gareth Wheeler and Josh Lewinberg at halftime under the direction of Sean Lavery and Keith Bauer. Raptors looking to mount a comeback as DeRozan sits on the table in front of us. He and Lowry kind of staring off into space as Valanciunas comes over to chat. Powell and Ibaka, starters back on the floor. See if the Raptors can stop the train and turn it around. Detroit surging in the second quarter, leading it by 11.
Well, it's going to have to start on the defensive end. The Raptors are going to have to present more resistance, and especially in the area of their transition D, they've got to get back, understand that the bigs for Detroit change ends of the floor very well. You got to get in the paint, you got to get in front of them, and you got to force Detroit to operate on the three-point line, especially in transition.
19-4, Pistons outscoring Toronto this quarter. Lowry to Powell, near side, left wing. Down to Valanciunas, left block, near side, on Moreland. Into the lane, JV into contact. Doesn't get the foul, stripped of the ball. Back comes Smith. Kick to Luke Kennard, three in the air. Good, and a foul on Lowry. And Kyle knew it. He pointed at Mark Davis, said, "You got me." Three for Luke Kennard, the Dookie, and he's going to the line for one more.
Again, that's in the push and transition, a secondary flow. Kennard comes around the three-point line, and being a lefty, Kyle tries to contest that left hand, but just gets a piece of the body and knocks Kennard down. But again, that's from the initial push and transition. Ish Smith did a good job after Jonas Valanciunas turned that ball over trying to get to the basket of just getting the Raptors down below the three-point line, and Kennard did a good job, as we see C.J. Miles do many times, hunting down that shot.
Misses the free throw, so it's a 14-point 45-41 Detroit lead. DeRozan fakes Ennis III airborne and then passes, so Toronto will inbound far side, right wing.
And he's hot that he passed that ball. He wanted to get it up and get to the free throw line. But DeMar DeRozan is going to have to get a bit of a flow offensively. Kyle's going to have to figure out a way to get his offense going because they need some punch on that side of the floor.
They do. DeRozan, far side, right wing. Kick to Powell, near side, left wing. Three ball, back rim, no good. Long rebound to Kennard. Hustles it up the court to Blake Griffin. Floats it up, no good. But again, Sherm pointed out, the initial transition, the change of end, the race to the other end, sees the Pistons winning the battle.
And again, it's one of those things where, and the Raptors have been a beneficiary of this many times, where Pascal Siakam has outrun the opposing bigs to get some easy looks. Well, now we're seeing the bigs for Detroit consistently outrun the bigs for the Raptors, and it's creating all kinds of issues in the transition flow. But the defense, if you're not going to rebound offensively, you should be retreating to the paint and make sure that nobody gets behind you.
Wow, Serge Ibaka, run. Get him Itis Petritis. Run Serge Ibaka out. I mean, that's 1-2 technicals and gone.
Wow.
Serge doesn't know he's been run. He was walking with his back to the official when he heard the whistle. Dwayne Casey now trying to get an explanation from Mark Davis. And Serge Ibaka will head to the locker room.
Yeah, that was very unusual.
Well, that's a quick trigger.
He must have said some magic words.
Yeah, he must have used a sequencing of magic words. And as the rotation of the officials who move on every whistle would have it, Gediminas Petritis is the official on the far side of the court in the slot. Dwayne Casey can't even give him an earful.
Or can't even get an explanation.
Still looking for an explanation as the Raptors bring it front court. Down 47-31. DeRozan on the bounce into the lane. Kick to Lowry into the corner. Miles three, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas can't squeeze it weak side. Here comes Smith. 4:17 first quarter. First half, Detroit up 47-31. Bullock up fake. Kicks to Blake Griffin straight away on Norm Powell. Holds it over his head. Powell tried to knock it away, and they got the foul on Norman Powell.
Well, they got the switch as Norm Powell was defending Bullock, and Bullock came off of the screen set by Blake Griffin. The Raptors switched that, and they just went into that kind of along the lane on the left side above the free throw line post up for Blake Griffin. And before Blake was able to back Norm Powell down, when he squared him up, Norm Powell over the top tried to swipe at that, and he gets called for the foul.
Well, Ibaka, we get a look at the replay from the TSN monitor. Fouled Blake Griffin, kind of put his palms up, didn't really say anything that was exceedingly egregious from my lip reading and the first glance at the monitor. But yet he's taking an early shower. Raptors down 48-31. DeRozan into the lane. Kicks into the corner. They swing it up top. Miles drives on Kennard. Fouled on the drive. And CJ Miles will go to the line. The Toronto Raptors with four. Count it, folks. 4 points in the first 8 minutes and 15 seconds of the second quarter. Wow.
Struggling mightily. And the flip side of that, Detroit has been pretty good scoring the basketball. Their field goal percentage up to 50% now, and right now put 25 points on the board in the second quarter. So the Raptors are definitely struggling, and it's not just on one side of the basketball. They're struggling offensively to find any good looks. Defensively, they haven't been able to keep up with the Detroit Pistons. And credit Detroit. I mean, they're coming in here and they're trying to make the playoffs, and they're playing extremely hard.
Two free throws good by Miles. Raptors trail 48-33. They get a steal, a turnover. Lowry to DeRozan, lays it up and in. Raptors with back-to-back buckets, 48-35. Raptors once trailed by 17 at 48-31. Smith to Griffin, far elbow left side, 3:10 to go first half. Griffin backs in on Miles, spins, lays it up and in. Oh, like a whirling dervish on the baseline, spun left, then back to the right, then laid it in.
Well, it's not your typical drop step. As I mentioned earlier, it's off of the 1 foot. It's pirouetting, tougher to time.
DeRozan straight away knocks down a 14-footer. Raptors down 50-37, seem to have regained some semblance of offense. Griffin now going to work. Kicks it into the corner, near side. Ennis, far side to Bullock. Up fake, steps in, jumper in the air, good. Then Reggie Bullock, Sherm, making shots with regularity as Bullock has 11 points for Detroit.
On 4 of 6 from the floor, and he's doing a good job as the Raptors are going for the pump fake and chasing him off the three-point line. With that one dribble pull-up, he's making them pay.
DeRozan drives into the lane, kicks to Lucas Nogueira, has it knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Toronto. Dwayne Casey, oh no, they've got a foul. And it's a two-shot foul as it goes on James Ennis III. Lucas Nogueira will shoot two.
Well, good drop off by DeMar DeRozan on a rolling Lucas Nogueira, who in traffic was able to make the catch and try to go up for the shot and get fouled. And, you know, we're talking about a game where Dwayne Casey's trying to find combinations that work. A guy like Lucas Nogueira, from a defensive perspective, can have impact. He's long. He's rangy. He's got very good basketball sense. And he can make plays. And I think this is the kind of game where somebody has a chance to kind of...
opportunity.
Absolutely. Just to make themselves known in this situation.
Nogueira makes one of two. 52-38. Toronto down 14. We tick towards 2 minutes. First half. Blake Griffin doing work on that low post. Blocked by Nogueira. Lucas comes across and says, get it out of here. DeRozan on the drive to the other end. Lays it up and in. Nogueira outrunning the floor. Lucas providing the spark. Toronto cuts it to 12, 52-40.
And that's exactly what I was talking about. Comes over as a second defender, is able to make a block. The Raptors get out in transition. The Raptors staying small. CJ Miles defending Blake Griffin.
It's a 9-3 Toronto one as they climb back, try to climb back in. Griffin double team, pivots away, finds Bullock. Up top, James Ennis III, a deep three, no good. Rebound to Lowry. Up the middle of the court to Powell. In the corner, three in the air. Rattles, doesn't go. Man, that thing was halfway down for North. Lowry gets it back, finds Powell. This one in the bottom of the well. 52-43. Raptor fans at Little Caesars on their feet. Toronto inside of 10.
Great job by Lucas Nogueira on that Drummond rebound, just distracting him, and Kyle rips that ball away for another look for Norm. Good confidence to take that second three.
Smith jumper over Nogueira, got it, backed him up and knocked it down. 54-43, under a minute to go, first half. Powell drives, puts it up, no good. Blocked, gets it back to Lowry, underneath Nogueira to Lowry, corner three, no good. Toronto had a chance to get it down to eight. Here comes Smith on the bounce. Is Smith in the lane? Reverse layup, no good. Back up and in by Drummond. 56-43, Detroit. 31 seconds, first half.
Well, Lucas Nogueira did a good job of getting Ish Smith to miss, but he needs help to clean up his guy in Drummond as he laid it in.
Lowry drives into the lane, lobs it up for Nogueira, and there's a foul, and it is where? On Lowry on the drive or Nogueira on the lob? Lowry's saying, I was laying it up. And they're saying side out of bounds, as they say it was a pass and not a layup. So Toronto will inbound near side, left wing.
And Kyle's trying to plead his case, but from this angle, it looked like he was trying to throw it over the top to Lucas Nogueira. But hey, you always got to argue and see if you can scratch and claw for every inch.
Sure, we're both Jamaican.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a word that comes to mind that my mom used to say when you're trying to get away with a fast one. He said, Gino.
Gino, yes. Cantankeros.
Gino. 56-43. Raptors down 13. DeRozan to Lowry. This time he's bumped, and he does throw it up at the rim. And it's as if to say, see, there's your two that I should have got last time.
Well, Kyle gets the call on the attack, and again, what's worked for the Raptors is their ability to make the defense shift in the half court. Other than that, it's been their defense that has translated to the Raptors getting good open court opportunities. And it's kind of unfortunate that this second quarter is coming to an end, because the Raptors have figured out some good rhythm defensively. They've woken up, and now they're They're active on that end of the floor, and we know when the Raptors play defense, they're going to be able to score, and they have been able to score a few more, I would say, easier buckets over the second half of this second quarter.
56-45, Raptors down 11. 10 seconds to go, first half. Smith picks it up, comes over center, works right, now into the lane. On the bounce, gets it to Bullock, back to Smith. Three in the air, good. 0.3 seconds to go. Ish Smith knocks it down. Detroit going to take a 14-point lead, 59-45, to the locker room at recess.
Tough way to end that quarter for the Raptors after the ground they made up towards the end of the quarter. But you got to get into the locker room. You got to understand what worked at parts of that second quarter and bring that out in the third quarter and try to take this steam, this momentum, and this confidence away from the Detroit Pistons.
So you hear from Wheeler and Lewenberg at halftime. We're at recess here at Little Caesars in Detroit. The Pistons lead the Raptors by 14, 59-45. You are listening to Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto.